Talk to me about how the adventure changed you.
On this Volvo 60 Ocean Racer, I was a flunky. My sailing knowledge was not as great as most of the people there. I certainly was not in command. I wasn't engaged as a consultant to the skipper. And so I really saw the organization almost like a private in the Marine Corps. I think all of that did create a kind of a whack on the side of the head in terms of now for something completely different. You know, you're looking laterally and you're even participating as a low-status member of the team.
I chuckled a bit when you talk about your duffel bag and baggage and everything, and you're only allowed to take just you know, everybody could take this, you know, the same size carry-on, basically. I just kind of chuckled at that. You step into a situation with certain assumptions, and wow, after you see it, you say, well, of course, everybody can't take all this baggage.
Right. Well, I mean, weight is at a premium. And even on boats that were larger boats like mine, very limited allowance for taking stuff. And the other thing is I discovered, I mean, it's not like you really need a change of underwear because there's no way you could put it on anyway. And other, you know, other things like I did take, I lived on jelly beans and Twix because there was almost no cooking possible. It was actually a lot like being back in the Marine Corps, I guess, except that somehow I had this different image because I'd never done it before. So it was kind of, it was very funny.
Maybe it was a bit of a humbling experience.
Absolutely, because here was a situation where I was one of the least capable members of the organization in terms of expertise. You know, everywhere I looked, the point of comparison, I realistically assessed, you know, that there's a limited amount that I could contribute. Humbling. I think it's probably good for me because I felt like I had the experience of coming into a new organization and, you know, my wife loves this Undercover Boss TV show where, are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Where the bosses come in and, you know, as rookies and they learn to do French fries or other things, and they get a different. Well, it's kind of like that for me. I was there as a rookie, and I was there to learn, and I did, but it wasn't the most fun role for me to be in.
You're making me think, Dennis, about this quality that I think can be tough for top leadership and for leaders in general, whether you want to call it humility or teachability or giving up some of your strengths for others. Do you have a view of the leader as a learner, or do you have suggestions on being a follower as well? I'm dancing all around this. I don't know. Do you have anything you could say about it?
It does underscore for me the value of things like, you know, some organizations will have the senior team go down to the call center and answer customer complaints. I think it's a valuable thing to do. I also think that it requires a certain level of discipline or commitment to put yourself in that situation. It's almost like exercise, I guess, or something where it's very easy to avoid that kind of situation. So I think it involves a certain level of proactivity and that maybe it is like exercise, but people need to proactively put themselves in those situations because the natural tendency will be to move toward venues that are more comfortable.
You know, I just love what you're saying here about being proactive and getting into that situation where maybe you need to be the learner or your competence isn't necessarily required at the moment. It makes me think about we can only humble ourselves. Others can humble us. You know how it is when somebody tries to humble you, we rise up. If you try to humble a son or daughter, they resist that. They buck it, and it, you know, they really become, you know, often more arrogant or more boastful or however, whatever. But we can, if we intentionally put ourselves in situations and remain open, I think, kind of learn a little bit about this quality. And I think it's an inviting quality. I think it's a useful quality for leaders to have.
I think so. And I will say that I put myself in the role of learner and was able to maintain that mindset most of the time. There's a.
I love the word most. It's beautiful.
Yeah, because well, it is because there are times I'd just be pissed off, and I'd
yeah,
say,
I know.
and especially like if I'd get yelled at, and I didn't do anything wrong, but I just got yelled at, there was nothing I could do about it. But you know, it's like me, you talking to me. it makes me think there's this martial arts concept of Mushin, empty mind. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but basically the notion is that you have to empty your mind in order to take in more information, and the sensei will sometimes fill a cup with tea and demonstrate that if the cup is filled with tea, you can't put any more in. So I also thought about that for a bit as a kind of an aid to help me with that, the concept of a mushin or empty mind. And I said, you know, let me just be an empty teacup here and learn everything I can.
Yeah. But thanks for sharing that. I love your, you know, your authenticity with sharing that story, and you know, just the hint that sometimes it's frustrating, but of course, other times I'm sure it was very rewarding to, you know, pull the rope and be part of the team, and even if it wasn't the leader of the team. So.